Kum Lenin, I'm Blanca Mora. We are up to Daf Mem Tes Amar Al towards the bottom. Just quickly remind you what we're doing here. The Mishnah had an argument. The Mishnah said you're not allowed to plant beneath a shade tree in the summer because you're benefiting from the shade. However, in the winter, we had a machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. The Chacham said in the winter you're allowed to because even though you're benefiting from the leaves falling down, but the damage is much worse, much greater than the benefit. And Rabbi Yossi says usa. And the Gemara understood why Rabbi Yossi said it's usa. That's because he holds zev zeh goyim is usa. Why is it zev zeh goyim? You're having the fertilizer of the leaves, and you're having the fertilizer of the ground. And since both fertilizers, it is usa. Which would mean the Chacham hold that Zev Zeh Goyim is mutter, they hold it's mutter. So why in the summer is it asa? Because there is no Zev Zeh Goyim. The benefit that you have from the shade of the sun, you're not getting that benefit from the ground. So there's no Zev Zeh. In the winter, the benefit is fertilizer, and the fertilizer is whether it's the leaves or whether it's the ground. So the Gemara has a problem because Rabbi Yossi holds in other areas that Zev Zeh Goyim is mutter. For example, we gave by Arlo, we see the Kali here holds that Zev Zeh Goyim is mutter. An old tree and a young tree grafted together. So we explained that basically makes a difference between Avodah Zarah and everything else. Avodah Zarah is Zevah Zegayim Aser. Everywhere else, Zevah Zegayim is Mutter. Then we brought two braises that argue regarding Avodah Zarah itself. We're trying to work out who the author is. And so we decided to Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham. Rabbi Lezer holds Zevah Zegayim is Aser, and the Chacham holds Zevah Zegayim is Mutter, but Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi holds that Zevah Zegayim is Mutter in all cases. Rabbi Yossi holds that Zev Zeh Goyim is also in the winter, but then this two brises over here, because Rabbi Yossi holds that Avodah Zarah Zev Zeh Goyim is also, and these two brises we argue Avodah Zarah is a Chacham and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds over there is also the Chacham holds Mutter. We're trying to work out which Rabbi Lezer Chacham is, and we concluded which Rabbi Lezer is. Rabbi Lezer, which from the Mishnah we're soon going to learn about an oven that was made that was solidified through wood from a shader. If you bake bread there in the future, it's always Zev Zeh Goyim. The new wood is Zev Heter. The oven itself is Iser, and we had a Machlokes. Rabbi Lezer says that it is also you have to throw the value with Yam Melech. So he holds Zev Zeh Goyim is also Avodah Zarah, and the Rabbanon hold Mutter. So now we're up to which Rabbanon is it? Who's Rabbanon holds Mutter? Not the Rabbanon from the oven, because Rabbanon the oven are even more machmer than Rabbi Lezer. They say that you can't even throw anything to the Yam. The whole thing is asa. So it must be the Rabbanon of Sa'oir, which we had over there before about yeast. If you had one half a kazayis of Truma and half a kazayis of the Chulin, and according to Rabbi Lezer, you look at whatever is last. According to Chachamim, it's always asa, because there was a goyim is asa. That's the Chacham. Says the Gemara. So that's Rabbi Lezer. Chama Mekel. Eimu the Shamed by 10 lines at the bottom. Eimu the Shamul Rabbanu the Mekili. When Rabbanu Mekel by Seoir. But the question still remains. By Voidus Kachavim Mi Mekili. Where do you find a Rabbanu that say that Zev is a Gerim by Voidus? Always permitted. So Gemara changes mind completely. El Eilam Har Rabbi Yisrael Rabbanu. You're right. Rabbi Yisrael holds that Zev is a Gerim Mutter everywhere, including Avodah Zarah. That's why he holds you can turn it to powder and you throw in the air because even though it turns to fertilizer, Zev is a Gerim is Mutter. Rabbi Yossi holds Mutter everywhere, and he's the author of the Braisa, and that's why it makes sense by Orla, it makes sense everywhere. The question is in our Mishnah, why does Rabbi Yossi say that in the winter you're not allowed to plant anything underneath the tree because leaves will fall down? So Zev is a Gerim, the ground is Mutter, and the leaves are Aser. You totally missed the Pshat Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi ledivreim the Rabbanon ka'amalu. Rabbi Yossi is talking to the rabbis. I hold that it's totally mutter, not only in the winter, I hold in the summer, right. It's also mutter, because I hold...
So
that's right. By me, I hold Zev Zeh Goyim is mutter completely, but this is how Rashi learns, this is the way. But I hold that Zev Zeh Goyim is completely mutter. Tosfos holds that in the summer is different, because there is no Zev Zeh Goyim, because the shade, there's nothing coming from the ground regarding shade. Anyway, I hold that it's mutter, you hold that Zev Zeh Goyim is aser, you hold that generally Zev Zeh Goyim is aser. So why are you being lenient in the winter, since you agree that there's some benefit coming from the tree? The leaves, you should hold aser. Oiduli, me, as a very modern Lashon, oiduli, when in fact I hold that it's mutter. But he said, in, it doesn't mean, so the Bach tries to explain, oiduli, me, is different than what it means everywhere else. Be made it to me in the swara that since you hold us usher, it should be Zev Zeh Goyim is usher. He's af, your rock is mezek shamim, and the Rabban will answer, you're right. The reason why we hold his mutter is because the benefit of the leaves is outweighed by the loss of the fact that the tree is blocking the sun. Mishnah. This is what we just learned about the oven. Not to me mena eitzim masuri mano. He took wood that was also mano. He sees a tanur and he heated up the oven. Im chad a brand new oven, yutatzko means the oven was solidified through avodah zara. You have to destroy it. Vim yoshev an old oven, so it's not really benefiting the oven. Yutzon, all you have to do is cool down, so you have no benefit from that wood. Otherwise, a pas you bake the bread later, it depends. If it's a brand new one, any bread you bake in the future is ever zegaidim. The oven is iser and the new wood is mutter. If it's talking about an old oven, then the wood you're using in right now is avodah zara wood, but the oven itself is all right. So zev zegaidim. What happens is also bahano. It is also bahano because this mishnah holds that zev zegayim is also nis arve bacherig and mixed with other loaves of bread. Kula nasu is all also because of a desire. Even the mashu is also. That's how some of the shayim learn. Rabbi Lezer says yoyli chanoli amel. Lezer says no. You work out the value of that loaf of bread and you throw that away into the amel. So you're having no benefit from that avodah zara. Or you redeem it by throwing it away. But he also holds Zev Zegayim Zasi. He's just saying you can redeem it. Omrulay ain't pidyon lavin chamecham. Argue they say there's no redemption when it comes to avodah zara. Similar case. Notul himenu charker. You took from him a piece of wood to use it to spin with. Also bahano. Again, it's avodah zara. You don't have any hano. Or like boys, a beggar, you over beg it with it. Also bahano. Because even though it's Zev Zegayim, you have the thread, which is all right. It's awesome. What about this added bachedim? This beggar, the final product, got mixed up with other because it looks very similar. Bachedim. Kulun asudim banor. Machlek is a shiny whether you go to achedim achedim, but they're all also banor again because that's a mashu. Rabbi Lezer Omer yoyli chanolei amel. Same idea. You can redeem it. Omer loy ain't pidyon lechom. You cannot redeem avodah zara. Says the Gemara Tzricha lechayda. Both cases are exact identical. Why do we need both cases? The wood in the oven and the case of the weaving material. The yashmina kamais in the case of the wood in the oven. B'hokam Rabbi Lezer. Maybe the Rabbi Lezer said you can redeem it. Mishum to be eaten. They call gomra pas when the bread finally is completed. Kolale yisuda. The Easter is gone. The wood is all burned out. Avol karka, I want you to take the bread out. That's it, it's gone. But karka, this needle, the isa, the isa, the bino, every time you're using it, the isa is right here in front of you. This is a part of avodah zara. Eima moed l'rabon, and maybe he's moed, he cannot redeem it. The iashmini karka, if we knew the case of the karka, mahoka, omri rabon, only we hear the rabon say you cannot redeem it because it's be'en. Avol pas eima moed l'rabon, sikh l'vini boat. Omar abchi bere rabon lachmeni, omar chizda, omar ziri. Rabchi, the son of Rabba, the son of Lachmeni, he said in the name of Chizu, in the name of Ziri, halacha k'rabba lezer, halacha k'rabba lezer, that you can redeem it. Ikedamri, Amar Chizu, Amali Abba, Bar Chizu, Abba, the son of Chizu told me, hachi Amar Ziri, Ziri said, halacha k'rabba lezer. Amar Abba, loishonu elapas, this is only talking about bread, because it's completed, Abba, chavis, but a barrel of yayin nesa, they got mixed up with 100 barrels of heta. You don't say, oh, you can redeem the yayin nesa, take the value of that, and throw it in the yam melech, and everything should be mutter. And then you can sell each barrel separately, and so on. You cannot do that. But Rabbi Chizam and Afilu Chavim, that Rabbi Chizam says no. That even a barrel is also mutter. The reason why a barrel should be different is because the Issa is right in front of you. Buy bread. There's no Issa in the bread. Just the flavor, the heat, the warmth that helped produce the bread. But that's gone. Once the bread is finished, that's gone. Here, the wine, there's a barrel of Yayin Nesach or Stam Yainim. So as a machlekes, you can just redeem it. But everyone holds that if I sell somebody 100 barrels, there's one barrel there of Yayin Nesach, and I say, I'm selling you all these barrels, I'm not charging you for one barrel, let's say Torgoy, I'm not charging you one barrel, then you're allowed to do that, because you're not having any Hanah from that one barrel. Yeah. You don't know, you're telling the Torgoy. You're not telling the Torgoy. You're telling the Torgoy. But you're not having any Hanah from it. Here we're talking about redeeming, taking the. Here you're redeeming it, then you want to drink it or something.
But even then, if you're not having enough of it, you're passing it on.
So goy, you're allowed to pass on. The only problem is, there's no Issa giving Yayin Nesach to goy. The Issa is that but I'm having benefit from it. But I'm not having benefit because I'm not making any money on it. How the person is out of the chavis of the yanis, he had a barrel of wine that got mixed up with his own wine. Also, come to Shkoil Abbas will take $4 of a shoddy benara, throw in the river, and he started lachal be mutter. So, Chizda holds that halacha like Rabbi Lezer, you can redeem even a barrel of wine. says the Mishnah, Kates of a Vatla. So how do you cancel a Asheira tree? Remember, we have to learn, you have to deface it. You have to show that's no longer a deity. How do you show it's no longer a deity? Break branches, whatever it is. You have to do something to show that's no longer covered. Because covered, remember we had before, the koinim would sit underneath it, they wouldn't even eat the fruits, it fell down. Because that's how much respect they had for it. So if you can do a pu'ula to show your disrespect, then that's how you degrade it, and that's how you cancel the avodah zarah. So what do you do? Kates of Avatla, how do you cancel it? Kirsim, you break off some of the dry twigs. Or zida, you break off some of the wet twigs for your own benefit. Notl mimenu makl, you took from it a stick. No, it was a branch, a stiff branch. Oy shabit, or leaves, afila ola, even a small leaf, hareze, botlam. They say you cancel the tree. If you, say, trim the tree for its own benefit, now sometimes you prune the tree so that it can grow better, then asura. But if you're doing it not, if you're doing it to beautify the tree because it has the branches all over the place, then it's awesome because you're not degrading the tree and you're enhancing it. But if I'm doing it just to break part of it off, then it's mutter. That means I'm breaking the tree.
Wouldn't it be in the spirit of things to just chop it down altogether?
We don't have to. Why should you ruin a good tree? In fact, our council don't let you knock down trees that are over 100 years old. Why would you do that? So if you can save it, the tree, and only a goy can do it, not a yid. You cannot cancel a tree.
All
these Asherah trees are presumed to be
fruit trees. That's
what we
learned
before. It's a fruit tree for sure, you can't. Yeah, true.
Exactly.
We're talking about a goy. You can't cancel a tree. What does a goy need to do to cancel a tree? So anyway, I said, okay, let's say you did it for the benefit of the tree, but all these splinters and these little pieces of bark and everything else that fell down, what's the deal with those things? And we're saying the tree itself remains avodah zarah. What about the shavings of the tree? Is pli barav huna barav echad? Pli barav huna barav chi barav. Chad, one of them says, osir. And one of them says, mutter. Tanya, we learned, Kimanda Mutan, one says, Mutta, Tanya, we learned, Avoid Chamatzarva Goy went ahead and you know, pruned the tree for his own benefit, for himself. Then obviously it's no longer Avoid Zara, he cancelled the tree, he even Shifa Mutari. Litzarcha, he did it to beautify the tree. He, Asura, the tree, so remains Asr, Abashif El Mutarin. But the parts that you shaved off, that is Mutta. So we see clearly from me that what? That's why? Because you're not going to use it anymore. It's no longer used for avodah zarah, so therefore it's like bottle. Oh, but Yisroel, remember, you cannot cancel. Yisroel sheshifa avodah chamefa. Yisroel goes ahead and, you know, and peels or whatever it is and prunes avodah zarah. Bein litzorcha. Doesn't matter what the purpose is. He vishifa asurin, because he cannot cancel it. Even learn avodah chamefa shenishtabra avodah chamefa. We had a machleika similar to Yechav Shlakish before, and the way Rashi learns it's similar machleika. It tastes there, learns differently. Even learn avodah zarah shenishtabra avodah broke on its own. Rav said. How to lose the avodah zarah? It's one thing, you know, according to Rav, the only way you can cancel avodah zarah is if you deliberately break it, not if it broke on its own. So if it broke on its own, you need to, every splinter you have to cancel, otherwise it's avodah zarah. Shmuel said that avodah zarah does not become batel only if it's going against the normal way of growth. But this that broke on its own, that... And the guy, like Yishlokia said, the guy walking around saying that it couldn't protect itself. How is in the world is it going to protect me? It loses its status of avodah zarah. Saying, but adirabe faker derek de losa mimavatl. If it's the normal way of growing, why would it be bottled? If the normal way of growing, then and something this is what happens when it grows. An apple falls off the tree. You're not going to say, oh, the tree has been cancelled because an apple fell off. That's the normal way of growing. What are you talking about? This is what he says. You don't have to battle it only if it's a normal way of growing, at least, let's say, fall down. You're not going to say the tree's cancelled. You want to cancel it, you got to do something. But if it broke on its own, it's not de delasa, it's already lost its avodah zarah. Lame, let's say, my hakim, this is machlekin masavar, oivdin lishabot. One guy says that they do worship even broken, if it broke apart, and that's why Rav says it's avodah zarah. Another one says that no, people don't worship broken pieces because he cannot protect myself. Even though Shmuel says before that that broken pieces also are avodah zarah, that's talking about that that is a possibility that what do you call it? Where is it? That's talking about, you know for sure that what's it? Shmuel says over here that broken pieces. Let's continue right to it. Lino, Kuli Alma, everyone holds Oydin Lishvarin. Everyone holds that broken pieces are considered still Avodah Zarah. and that broke on its own. When do we say that broken piece is no longer Avodah Zarah if you know for a fact that he broke it? No, so what's the machlek? If it's broken on its own, everyone holds that Avodah Zarah. So Hakush Mul says, Motivahacha b'shivrei shvari kimiflugi. Different than a shlokish. A shlokish hold that broken pieces are mutter because it cannot protect itself. How can it protect me? Shmuel doesn't hold that svara. Everyone holds that broken pieces on its own. It's still avodah zarah. Only if the guy deliberately broke it. But it's a hakam of his machlekes. Here's the mashivrish for him. Not that the broken pieces, but each one of the broken pieces is fragmented further. Now here already it's two steps away from the original avodah zarah. The question is, do people still treat this with dignity or already fafam? They can tell. They can tell if it's little tiny little pieces or it's bigger chunks. Okay, we're talking about any avodah zarah here, but not talking about just a tree. We're talking about any avodah zarah. They can tell.
Could be something.
Yeah. A statue, whatever it is. They can tell whether it's big pieces or tiny little parts. Masava shivri shvare masava also asa. Masava shivri shvare matarim. You buy some more, I can tell you. Kuli alma shivri shvare matarim. Everyone else, even the shivri shvare, that's for sure is mutter. Because nobody treats it like avodah zarah anymore. So what's machlik is there? But in Rav Shmuel, v'hocha b'avodah yichom ishul chulias. Avodah zarah made up of parts. And the parts is separated. An ordinary person, very easy, can put them back together again. The one guy holds, since it's very easy to put it back together, it's not bottle. The other one holds, no, this is not cold, this is not bottle, what do you call it? The hein urche, that word only if it falls apart the normal way, like leaves fall down. Over here, that since it's not together anymore, you don't have to do anything else to mevatel it. That's not together, so therefore, it doesn't matter, you could put it together. It's not together, and therefore, it's not an avodah zarah at all. Okay. Hadna lakal slam, new perik. Perik Ravi. Rabbi Shmuel says, Sholosh avanim zubas. We have a avodah zarah called Makulis. Makulis is like, as the Shainim say, this is later on, that the real name is Kilus, which means praiseworthy, and the rabbis make fun of it, say Mar is bitter, and Kulis, it's some derogatory name. So Makulis was two stones, like a tripod, two stones and a stone above it. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Sholosh avanim zu, bitzad Makulis, you found three stones, but not on top of each other, and side by side, next to a Makulis, asudas, they're forbidden, because we'll assume they fell down from the Makulis, or b'shtayim, we only found two stones, we'll soon see why. I think we'll explain in a second, Machlekes, b'shtayim, but two are mutter. Now why are two mutter? Well, if it came from the Makulis, why should two be mutter? However, Chacham say, Shenidus imay, if it looks like it came from the Makulis, it is Asa. Shenidus imay, but if it's not, if it doesn't look like it came from the Makulis, then it's Mutter. Says, you might be Shlein Rabbanan, it's very simple, Rabbanan, because I hold, Oivdin Lishvarim, the parts of the Makulis people worship. So therefore, Nidus imay, it came from the Makulis, Dikla Meima, Meneno, Fay from the Makulis, Asuris. Shenidus imay, if it does not come from Mutter, it's fine. El Rabbi Shmuel, Monash, what does he hold? Micah Savit, E Oivdin Lishvarim, if he holds that people even worship individual stones, I feel Tatianami Litzalim too, also it came from this Makulis. Navasi, ain't Oivdin Lishvarim, if people do not worship individual stones, not feel Tanas Lamilo, even three shouldn't be Mutter, because it's not a Makulis. Because it's three stones side by side. You're right. If you know for a fact that this emanated from this Makulis, then everyone holds that it still retains its original avodah zarah. It's forbidden, even if it's a visual stone. Even those who don't normally say you don't worship in the broken parts, that's the whole Makulis is made up of individual boulders, individual rocks. One avodah zarah, the lav hainu urchis, not coming for the broken parts. The whole thing is made out of stone, individual stones. That's common. So if you know for a fact it came from the Makulis, even one stone you're not allowed to is avodah zarah. Keep pligi bistama. You don't know where it came from. So we go as follows. If it's close enough and Rashi learns 1.5 amas next to the Makulis, we can definitely say nafal fell from the Makulis. Keep pligi. When they're arguing menuchakas, when it's distant. When it's like 4 amas away. So the Chayyim Gemara says that's 4 hours away. The question is, do we assume it came from the Makulis or not? Freddy Gemara, but Tzad Makulis Tani. It says that Bishmol says that it's in the side of Makulis, means next to it, and still Bishmol is mutter. There's no avodah zarah nowadays. It doesn't matter. No avodah zarah, unless in Asia there might be different, but in the Western world, there's no avodah zarah.
In Russia, they put this statue.
That's not avodah zarah. It represents something.
It's not Makulis. In Russia, they're Christians.
That's right.
That's
not avodah zarah. That just yeah, but that's not avodah zarah. It just represents something. This is avodah zarah is something that you worship it. Not that it represents anything. My bitzad, bitzad means arba amas, the day four. Amas is a bishmol savar, oisin mako. So what's a bishmol say like this? It's, if it's very close to it, then everyone holds a savar in his order. Here we're talking about it's distant. But the bishmol like this. Oisin makul is cotton bitzad, makul is godul. It used to, they have a habit of making a miniature avodah zorah next to a major avodah zorah. So if you have three, a makul is a minimum of three stones. Even though the three stones are not on a tripod, they're just lying next to each other. Shoulders are damiel and makul is three, which is similar to makul, even though it's not a tripod, asuras. Because they try to make a vezora, but nobody makes a small miniature vezora out of two. Rabbanu Savri ain't oisin makulis katanam gagod. We don't believe in this thing that they made a miniature vezora. The only question is, did it come from the original vezora or not? Loishnok shalosh shnayim, and it depends as follows. Neither zima if it appears it came from the vezora sura. She ain't zima mutaris. I said before, but you do. If you know for a fact, Shanisha men, if it came from that way, there's other Hakal, everyone knows also. But I mean, I ask a question. Avonim Shanishu Minam Makulis, stones that fell down from the Makulis. This is what the Brisa says. It says clearly fell down from that way, there's other. And you said a minute ago that everybody agrees that if it fell down from the way, there's other, it's also. Here it says it fell down from the way, there's other. You know for a fact. Nidus Ima, yet if it sees it next to it, Asuras. Shain Nidus Ima, if it's not next to it, Mutaris is Mutar. But Rabbi Shmuel says, Shalosh Asuras, Shain Mutaris. So we see that even Luchayda, if you know for sure, came from a Zodah, it's a machlekes. Amar Rava, late came a Shanisha. Don't read as if they know for a fact that it fell down from there. Elaim a Shanimtsu. You found next to a Zodah. Same machlekes we have here. According to Rabbanu, it depends if it's close. According to Shmuel, it depends if it's three or two. Says the Gemara of a Sova, Rabbi Shmuel, Shtayim Mutarah. You tell me, he holds a two is Mutar, Vatani, but another Brice, Rabbi Shmuel, Oim a Shtayim, two, even two, Bitfisala, if it's close to it, within four Amis, Asuras is Asa. Shalish, three, Afilu Mirchok is Zodah. Three, even far away is Asa, because it's a miniature Avodah Zodah. But two, it depends. If it's close, within four Amis, it is Asa. And yet you said a minute ago that even if it's within four amas, it is mutter according to Rabbi Shmuel, unless it's within 1.5 amas. Omer of Zerva Lekashe, Kam Betfisa Achas, if there's nothing in between these rocks and the Avodah Zorah, then within four amas, two is Avodah Zorah, Kam Betshtei Tfisas, if there's a little mound in between the rocks and the Avodah Zorah, then Rabbi Shmuel says two is not Avodah Zorah. For example, there's a little mound or something a little between the two. You're telling me that if you found three stones next to each other side by side, it's like a miniature Avodah Zorah. But we know Makulis is a tripod, not side by side. Didn't we learn? This is the stones of the base Kulis. The Gemara calls it Kulis. Achaz mekan va'achaz mekan va'achaz agabein has to be a tripod, and you know Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a case where they're side by side. How can you tell me the vort is because it's a miniature Avodah Zorah? We're talking about a miniature next to a major. The major one has to have a tripod. Once you have that established, the major one, then the minor one can be side by side. It's all right. But Yane Malka, the palace of Yane Malka, Choru, was destroyed. Also, the Kachav came along, Goyim, Ukim the Bay Makulis, and they established there, by the Zodah, this Makulis. Also, the Kharmachin Ayid cannot cancel him. Came along other Goyim, the Lepolchi, the Malkulis. They did not worship the Malkulis. They didn't believe in it, and they destroyed it. How did they destroy it? Shaklinu, they took it, Vechifu, Vendrochim, Vesatatatois. They paved the roads, they used it as asphalt, and they used it also for the highways. Iker Rabbanan the Pashi. There were those rabbis who decided not to walk on those roads because they came from originally from Avodah Zorah. The Iker Rabbanan the Lepashi. There were other Rabbanan who did not walk away from those roads. Other Rabbanan who actually walked on them. Because they were cancelled. What's going on here? This very holy man we had already a few places, the Benon Shel Kedoshi. He was a very holy man. We'll soon see why he's a holy man. Anan Nifrish Mehen, and we shouldn't walk. If he could walk on it, sure we can. Maninu Benon Shel Kedoshi, who was the son of the holy people? Rabbi Nachem, but Rabbi Simoy. Rabbi Nachem, but Simoy, what's so special about him? He wouldn't have any look, and because of Avodah Zorah, he kept himself distant. He wouldn't want to look at the image of the king and the queen on the coins, on the currency. My timer demanded the pottery. So we understand the ones who didn't walk away from it because they cancelled Avodah Zorah. They used to pave the roads. Of a man the pottery. What's the svar of those people who refuse to walk on these roads? So the whole kihodam of Gidol Merchibayesh and Rav, Menayin le Takrevis. There's a difference between Avodah Zorah and Takrevis. Avodah Zorah itself can be destroyed in its own mutter. But a Takrevis Avodah Zorah, something you brought up as a sacrifice before Avodah Zorah, can never be dismantled, can never be unraveled. Once the damage is done, it's done. So therefore, menayin letakreves avicham she'ein la betele lamish. And it says vayitam to the barpoy, they cleave to the barpoy, vayirichlu they ate zivche mesim. So zivche, that's the takreves, and we call it mesim. And we learned yesterday that zivche mesim, we learned out one particular limud. Now we learn another limud. Ma meisim, we were talking about tummy. Ma meis ein lebetele lamis has no but bittel for all. Av takreves ava yicham also takreves order ein lebetele lam. You can never cancel it. That's why they hold that you cannot use the roads. Umandele parashama. It's a good question. So how come the ones who did walk on the roads, why weren't they worried that it was used to offer up as an offering for the avodah zarah? This Markulis, it's called Takrev. These stones that were brought up to the Markulis, every stone they brought to the Markulis was like a carbon. And it was like a carbon, so how can it can never be cancelled? So how come all of you did walk on the roads? It's not the avodah zarah itself. When do we say that takrevis is asa la'olam if it's similar avodah that we do inside the Beis Hamikdash? And like a karbanos of the Beis Hamikdash, bring it over there, so we say it's asa la'olam. That's called takrevis. But stones is not something you ever bring inside the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore it's not called takrevis. And once Rabbi Yim came to visit us, brought a brace with him. Goy brought stones from the Makulis, and he went ahead and he paved the roads and the highways. Mutaris, they're permitted. Why are they permitted? Because even though a carbon can never be cancelled, because it's not a carbon, you don't bring stones in the Beis Hamikdash. However, could the guy cancel it by using paving roads? Are you throw shehevi avonim in a makulis v'chiv in the rochet zeret? If a yid brought these stones, since a yid can never cancel a carbon, as soon as they are forbidden, the less nagid. I'm not a chacham. There is no chacham v'loy bar nagid. There's no son of a chacham that the Afrikinu can even try to attempt to answer the difficult question that this poses. And the Gemara doesn't know what the question is, but we'll see. I'm not a wise person, a very humble person. I'm not a wise person. You just said that no wise people can solve it. Well, I'm not a wise person. And I'm even going to insult my father. He's not a wise person either. But I will answer the question.
That's interesting.
Yeah, why?
You are. That comes today. A Naga is a carpenter.
Yeah.
Today's Shirchitas, you have the Besal and Eliyahu as a
Mulia. That's right, Chodesh, yeah.
Because they knew how to make things like a carpenter. It's called Chochma.
Yeah.
You don't have to invent the word carpenter,
do you? See. I'm a bitch of My kushi, what was the question that he said nobody can answer it? That Rav Gidl beina ke'ein pnim v'leka. The question is, why you tell me that you're telling me that over here allowed to walk on the roads, but the guy does allowed to walk on the roads. L'chayda by a carbon of avodah zarah, he can never be cancelled. That's the question. No, is that Amar Rabbi Yisrael ben Abba? It's not really a question. Why is it a question? We already answered. If it's not avodah pnim, if it was not done inside the Beis Hamikdash, it's not called a carbon of avodah zarah. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yisrael ben Abba. Ikle Rabba Bayima. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yisrael ben Abba says, Rabba Bayima came to me and asked in my place, but also vice versa. He brought another brice in his hand as follows. Matli, and you're allowed to remove worms from trees on Shemitah, umezami, you know, you're not allowed to plant things and everything else, but you're allowed to preserve what you have. You're not allowed to benefit, but you're allowed to preserve. So you're allowed to remove worms, because otherwise this tree will get destroyed. And likewise, umezami, if there's some kind of a damage to the tree, you're allowed to remove some of the bark around it to sort of help maintain the tree, and you're allowed to add some fertilizer to it to block the hole or something. So the tree shouldn't die. So you know what you're doing is you're preserving the tree. On Shemitah. Oh, but the ain matli no mezami mo, you can't do that on chalamoid. Can ve can, but whether Shemitah, whether it's yom to chalamoid, ain megazmin. What you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to cut a branch so that you grow quicker or better. You're not allowed to do that. No, you're not allowed to make things grow better. The sochin shemen ligza milata smear oil that the tree shouldn't die. For example, if you already did cut off a branch and it looks like it's going to die, unless he did it before Shemitah, these are not called, you're not doing anything to make things grow. You're doing it to preserve what you have. It's called, yeah, bein b'moy, you're allowed to. V'les nager, v'loy bar nager, if you can, neither chacham nor a son of a chacham can answer it. What's the problem here? Omar Ravina Vina said, Why are you always insulting the parents? I'm not a chacham, that's not a chacham. I can answer him. Michael Kasha, what's bothering him? What's the problem? And I'll answer him. What's the problem? Ilema Moida Shir Kasha. The problem is, why Shemitah we say you're allowed to go ahead and preserve a tree? And a chalama, you're not allowed to go ahead and preserve a tree, or like removing the worms. Very simple. Maishna Shvi, the Shadi, Maishna Moidos, is that the problem? Why Shemitah you're allowed to and Chalama you're not allowed to? I'll tell you why. Me, Domi, how can you appear? Shvi is, when it comes to Shemitah, the Torah was only preoccupied, Melacha, Osrachmani, Aldurim, Melacha, Obetircha, Shadi, you're allowed to work hard in Shemitah, so therefore you're allowed to. Moid, but Chalamoid, I feel Tichanami Yosef, but Chalamoid, you're not allowed to even do a Tircha. You're not allowed to do anything which requires a big effort, because Chalamoid. So therefore, that's why it's different. Hello, I'll tell you what the problem is. Zium agizim kakashla. You know what's bothering him? Zium agizim is bothering him. Maishna zium. Why is it zium? It's mutter. You're allowed to put that oil that oil over there and all that. It's mutter. And maishna gizim doser. Why is gizim is oser? So you want to meet dummy. Zium is a kumilana. Zium, all you do is maintaining, preserving the tree that you mutter. Vishari, gizum, when you're cutting off a branch so that you grow more branches, avruilana. You're trying to make the tree stronger and grow better. Vasa, it's forbidden. Elazium azium kokashale. The problem is zium azium. Why? Here it says, matlian umazoim. You're allowed to remove the worms on Shemitah, and you're allowed to, over here, if there's a damage in the tree, you're allowed to block it with some fertilizer or something so to maintain the tree on Shemitah. And yet, Ramina, we learned another braisa, mezamin esanatias, that you're allowed to go ahead and mezamin the natias, those, you know, you're allowed to put in them, fix a wound, with korchinoisi, wrap it, with koitminoisi, and v'oizlem batim, and you're allowed to go ahead and put a fence around it, and fill it with dirt and all that. Umashkin oisan, you're allowed to continue to nurse it and nurture it. Ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah Shemitah, which means Ad Rosh Hashanah Im B'Shi Loi. You said you're allowed to do all these things to maintain the tree. It says clearly here, you're not allowed to. You're allowed to do it up to the day of everything else. You have to stop 30 days before Shemitah. Here, you don't stop 30 days, you go straight to Shemitah. So it's a kasha. So well, that's not a kasha either. The Dilma Kidrav Ukva Bar Choma, maybe like Ukva Bar Choma, the Omar Ukva Bar Choma, Trei Kishkushi Hafer. The two kinds of diggings underneath olive trees. One is Lavruy Ilona, one kind of digging a hole there to make the tree grow better. That's Osir. You know, I'll do that on Shemitah. The Chad L'Stume Pili. One is that one just to cover over any openings that some of the roots are exposed to the elements. If you want to cover the roots, so all you're doing is maintaining the tree. V'Shari, you're allowed to. Nu So Hachinami. The same word will be. Today zihamume have it. That two kinds of zihamume where you try to fill it with fertilizer. Chad havil ukmilana to maintain the tree v'shari, that's permitted. The chad lavrilan make it grow better, and that's also forbidden. Ella, so what's the problem that you're saying like no nagev le bar nagev? If you can, nobody can answer it. Ella sicha asicha kachash is bothering him is the smearing the oil and the smearing the oil. The Tony here it says sochin shemen you're allowed to smear oil the gazem to these wounded part of the trees, damaged part of the trees. Bein b'moed, bein b'shvita. Whether it's chalamoed, whether it's shmita. But I mean we look elsewhere. Sochin as a pagin those dates that have not yet fully ripe. You're allowed to smear umenakvin umefatinos. You're allowed to puncture them. You're allowed to fill them. Adrash Hashana only to. Rosh Hashanah is mashma ad Rosh Hashanah in or the b'shvish lay not allowed to do that kind of work of Shemitah kasha mi domi how can you appear hocha ukmi same word you're allowed to maintain trees v'shari therefore if you don't do maintenance you don't want it to fall apart you're allowed to hocha p'tumi peda then you're trying to make it grow better v'asa omelet somebody that I've actually been by him I'll tell you what the problem is. Sicha de moyed azim de moyed kakashle. What's bothering you is the smearing of chalamoyed on the zim of moyed kakashle. Mechde, we allow you to do sicha. We don't allow you to zim. Zim is cutting a branch to grow better. Mechde, hay ukme v'hay ukme. Both of them are really just to maintain the tree. Is maishna. If since we allow that in Shemitah, the Zium, is that I, that all it is, Zium is when you're putting a little bit of fertilizer to block the hole. Is that I, all it is maintenance of the tree. So, and Sikha is the same thing. So how come one of them is permitted and Chalamoid one isn't? Hayukme, Hayukme, Maishna Hay the Shari. So why is it permitted and Maishna Hay the Asa, why is it forbidden? Hainu the Karmelein, that's what he meant when he said, Les Nagir V'loi Ba Nagir, the African can answer it. Stop paying, continue, we're not learning tomorrow, we'll continue on Wednesday.